In the name of the one holy and undivided Trinity. Amen. Google tells me that the word saint is on the decline. Usage peaked around 1900, dipped circa World War I, picked up during the Depression, and then began to sink again around World War II and continued to do so through the latter half of the 20th century. In case you're wondering, it seems to have steadied now. We're not using the word saint much less than we did 30 years ago, but we're not using it much more either. This is a little odd when you think about it. There are on this earth an increasing number of people, and our tradition tells us that each of us has the capability to be a saint. So it would stand to reason that an increased pool of applicants would mean there would be more saints among us, and therefore more reasons to use this word. But that doesn't seem to be what's happening. So why don't we say the word saint more? Is it that there are no more saints among us? Is it that our saints are in hiding? Is it that our increasingly secular society turns away from faith-based vocabulary? I'm pretty certain a statistician or a linguist is probably more equipped to answer this kind of question, but on one point I feel fairly confident. It's theologically problematic to argue that there are fewer saints now than there were 80 years ago. Because if God's creation is good, as we believe it is, then no matter what happens, creation maintains that goodness. Which means that the saints didn't disappear. It's just that we're not talking about them as often as we once did. The other conclusion I drew from this data is that English speakers mention the word saint less during protracted periods of war and prominent societal violence than they did at other times. Maybe that's because during such times, words like the one we heard from Luke The ones we heard from Luke feel a little more distant. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who persecute you. None of that makes much sense or resonates when what one hears and experiences is the opposite. Harm your enemies. Damage those who hate you. Fight against those who curse you. When that's your reality, Luke's words may not quite seem to hold the same weight. But what seems to be reality, as we all know, isn't always the case. And indeed, even in times of tremendous suffering, saintliness is not annihilated. One of the most profound recent examples I heard of this truth was when I learned about the White Helmets. The White Helmets are a group of volunteers who rescue individuals following attacks in Syria, wearing white helmets to identify themselves. They routinely walk into the aftermath of violence that most people are running away from. And when they're not doing that, they provide more basic services to the public, like disseminating safety information or reconnecting electric wires. To date, they have rescued 62,000 people from rubble, offering the best of themselves to save the lives of others. They come from all walks of life, from different faith traditions, and while other adults in Syria are either fighting or leaving, the White Helmets have made the conscious and countercultural choice to put down their arms and stay, engaging in a profound form of public service as they do. If we can't call members of the White Helmet saints, I'm not sure who does fit the bill of saintliness. But their lives testify not just to the truth that saints exist, but to the truth that they exist even in places characterized by the most horrendous evils. It shows that there are still saints among us in all times, and in all places, and in all contexts. That reality brings tremendous hope. It's a witness to the fact that creation's innate goodness endures despite of everything. and that God continues to speak hope. The people are, to evoke the language of Anne Frank, still good at heart. Today, Jesus reminds us that the persecuted will be blessed. That is simultaneously a Christian vision for the future and a reality that we and our neighbors seek to enact every day. It is, in short, whether we say it out loud or whether we keep it in the quiet of our own hearts, the work of the saints. Amen.